This is CKUW 95.9 FM, streaming at ckuw.ca. We hope you've enjoyed listening to us and stay tuned. CKUW is managed by the Winnipeg Campus Community Radio Society in accordance with CRTC and Industry Canada rules and regulations. As a not-for-profit radio station, CKUW is a member of the National Campus Community Radio Association and adheres to their statement of principles to provide an alternative voice. CKUW operates on a frequency of 95.9 megahertz on the FM band with 450 watts effective radiated power, or ERP. Our transmitter is located at 7 Evergreen Place in Osborne Village. Programming originates from our downtown studios at the University of Winnipeg in Winnipeg, Manitoba, Canada. We would like to hear from you and welcome your ideas to improve listening, which will be heard on CKUW in years to come. Address your comments and suggestions to CKUW 95.9 FM, Room 4CM11, 515 Portage Avenue, Winnipeg, Manitoba, R3B2E9. You can also call 204-786-9782 or email us at ckuw@uwinnipeg.ca. This is Michael Welch, speaking for the Board of Directors, staff, and volunteers of CKUW 95.9 FM. Thank you for listening, and stay tuned for more great community radio.
CKUW 95.9 FM broadcasts from the University of Winnipeg, located on Treaty 1 territory and the national homeland of the Red River Métis in Winnebuck, Manitowabi. We acknowledge these are the ancestral lands of the Anishinaabeg, Anishinaabe, Aninuak, Nahethoak, Ocheti Shikoe, Dakota Oyate, and Métis people. This territory is also a place of significance for the Dene and Inuit. We acknowledge that our water is sourced from Shoal Lake 40 First Nation in Treaty 3 territory, and that most of our hydroelectricity comes from Treaty 5 territory in northern Manitoba. As a community-driven, not-for-profit organization, CKUW 95.9 FM strives to respect, value, and incorporate Indigenous knowledge and perspectives into our programming and organization in the spirit of truth and reconciliation. Remembering the original spirit and intent of the treaties, we recognize that the work of reconciliation is ongoing.
The following is a CKUW 95.9 FM original program celebrating over 10 years on the Winnipeg airwaves, created by volunteers in the community, made possible by generous listener support.
Awfully beautiful, that one. That's why we had two different people request it. Beneath an Evening Sky, from Old Friends, New Friends by Ralph Towner. This is a Ralph Towner feature today in Temple Tent Revival. Such a long career, many decades of making records with ECM and before that Vanguard and with the Paul Winter Consort. And, well, perhaps if you were here in the first hour, you heard Ralph Towner talk about his musical journey, and we've heard songs or tunes, pieces that have included so far The Silence of a Candle, where he played the piano and sang on Icarus, the Paul Winter record, and then Aurora from Oregon, Distant Hills. Oregon is the quartet. Unfortunately, Colin Wolcott was killed in an auto accident some decades ago, but they kind of regrouped later on, reformed without Colin Wolcott on the tabla and sitar, which had brought so much to their sound, their cross-genre sound that was so indefinable. Oregon with Paul McCandless on the oboe and so on, and Ralph on guitar, Colin Wolcott and Glenn Moore. So then we went, after Oregon, to Matchbook by Gary Burton and Ralph Towner. We listened to Drifting Petals, which was suggested again. I mentioned that I was communicating with other Ralph Towner fans on a Facebook fan page, and so these pieces have all been requests, and including Beneath an Evening Sky from Old Friends, New Friends that we just heard. That was from 1979. I got it right the first time. Again with Kenny Wheeler. Eddie Gomez on double bass. The drums there are Michael DePasco, and David Darling is on the record, and Ralph Towner playing French horn on some pieces, and Old Friends, New Friends. We are going to Jamaica Stopover. Jamaica was in the news quite a bit, too. Oh, where did that go? We must have moved it around. Jamaica was also in the news. And here's Jamaica Stopover from City of Eyes, with, again, Paul McCandless, and now Jerry Grinnelli, who was a Canadian. He was a dual citizen, much like Catherine O'Hara. She was a dual citizen, started out in Canada and ended up in the USA, but other way around for Jerry Grinnelli. He started out in the USA and came to Canada, as other people from the USA are thinking about doing more than usual these days. I guess it's, you know, we had a lot of that in the 60s. In the 1960s, we had a lot of Americans who wanted to relocate to Canada, and we filled our universities with academics. Anyway, I drift. We're going to stop off in Jamaica with Gary Peacock, Marcus Stockhausen, Paul McCandless, Jerry Grinnelli, and Ralph Towner from the City of Eyes record on Temple Tent Revival, here in Campus and Community 95.9 Radio. Thanks for being here with us today. Of course, after mentioning the names of everyone who's on the record, because they're all over the title, the cover of the record, their names. But no, that was just Ralph all by himself. Of course, that was the beautiful Jamaica Stopover by request. Every one of these pieces was a request. And thanks for participating. If any of you are listening today, this is CKUW 95.9 Campus and Community coming to you from the University of Winnipeg. And we're having our fun drive in the month of February. February starts pretty soon. And so does I Love to Read Month. It's February is I Love to Read Month all over Canada. And I have books to give away today. So if anybody is interested in none of these has anything to do with Ralph Towner. But I'll mention I've got a children's book. These are hardcover books, too. And, well, not all of them are hardcovers. I've got a book called Peace Meals, Candy-Wrapped Kalashnikovs and Other War Stories by Anna Batkin. And it includes Waiting for the Taliban, which was previously available only as an e-book. Peace Meals, The Rumor, that's a book for kids. I've got a picture book called The Rumor by Anushka Ravishankar and Kanika Kini. And it's a fable. It's an Indian fable. And it's another hardcover book. And I've got a book on the Nazis and book censorship. Censorship under the Nazi regime in the 1930s and 40s in Nazi Germany. That's another hardcover book. I've got all kinds of books here to give away. If anybody wants a book, because it's I Love to Read Month, starts tomorrow, give me a call at 774-6877, area code 204. 774-6877. We're giving books away today in the Temple Tent Revival, just because it's I Love to Read Month starting tomorrow. And I do love to read, and I hope you do too. So we've had so many requests, and we should continue because the Ralph Towner feature, I said we'd only take about an hour of the show. So, yeah, anybody who wants a book, give us a call. It's 204-774-6877. Beautiful, brand new picture books, hardcover books, nonfiction, giving them away for I Love to Read Month. Carrying on with Nardis, because that was a we heard Ralph on the solo guitar just there from City of Eyes. Let's hear some more solo guitar work from the album Solo Concert, Ralph Towner, 1980 on ECM. This is Nardis. Enjoy. We do that again. We had a little accident coming in. So I'm just going to back it up and give it to you straight like it deserves. ¶¶ That was the beautiful Toledo from a closer view. Ralph Towner and Gary Peacock. Well, at the beginning of this feature, we said we'd hear something from the album At First Light. And I should do that. We said we would. We had a request for Make Someone Happy. That was one of the pieces we played when Tony Bennett passed away. I remember that. But let's do it. Let's go with Make Someone Happy by request. And then we'll return to some Richie Bayrak and other things if we can. I think we can. Let's carry on then. I'm Kits Temple, and you're listening to Temple Tent Revival. It's CKUW 95.9 Campus and Community FM Radio from the University of Winnipeg in Manitoba, Canada. We're having our fun drive in February, of course, so go online, ckuw.ca, and check it out. Look at the new exciting t-shirt, original artwork, and think about what you might like in the way of a reward for your contribution to keeping us going. We need all the help we can get, but more about that in 2 weeks' time when I'm back with our Fun Drive episode on Valentine's Day. And speaking of Valentine's Day, which we will, because the got an events guide to get into too. So let's see if we can make someone happy. Let's do that. Oh, that reminds me, there's other things I didn't play yet. Okay, so much. Thank you. Richie Bayrak's most well-known work, I guess, Elm, from the album Elm, with Jack DeJohnette and George Mraz. Taking us way back again. All right, well, there's only 10 minutes left in Temple Tent Revival, and we haven't done our events guide, and we wanted to find some more local people, and I wanted also to let us hear some more Richie Bayrak. So I'll play something in the background while we talk about the events guide. How about from I Sing the Body Electric weather report? This is the Moors featuring Ralph Towner on 12 string guitar. Let's just hear it, and I will actually be talking over it while you're listening, so that's the way that's going to go right now. Whoops, where did it go? Why did it do that? Something happened there. It changed its mind what it was going to play. This is crazy. It just keeps hopping. I don't know what happened to that. It was all lined up. Let's do it again. It's jumping around. But what did we say we had? The Moors. Featuring, again, Ralph Towner. But just because I had it picked out already, you know? And it's a good one. I don't know why it keeps leaving the screen like this. Oh, I'm letting you know all my secrets. Can you hear me now? KW Events Guide before the show ends. All right, we should tell you that the Winnipeg Contemporary Dancers have got a show on this weekend. Tonight and tomorrow afternoon, you can see Elusive. Oh, I got the wrong one. You can see MAE, Motion After Effect, by Freya Olofsson. Single tickets are $29 to $38, and they'll do things for you. If cost is a barrier, you can email them. Winnipeg Contemporary Dancers, January 30th to 31st at 7:30. That's tonight at 7:30, at the Rachel Brown Theater in the McKim Building, or 4 p.m. tomorrow afternoon for Motion After Effect by Freya Olofsson. It is the second last of their season, but you can still buy a two-show season ticket pass. It gets you a bit of a saving, I think, over single tickets. Here's another one. Manitoba Council for International Cooperation 2026 author event and book list. You're invited. Don't miss our upcoming conversation with local author Zilla Jones and Delia Joseph of Improvology. Join us for a cozy night at the Forks Market Thursday, February the 5th. Doors at 6, talk at 7. More details and register today at www.mcic.ca. Manitoba Council for International Cooperation, mcic.ca, to find out more about the International Development Week book list and the book talk with Zilla Jones and Delia Joseph. And what else? I'm just going to turn these people down a bit. We're going to start Lamentation because I've only got 2 minutes left here. And this is, we're not going to have time for it. So here, have a little bit of it in the background. Too bad about that. My show is over. David Lieben, Richie Barak, Jack DeJohnette from Lifelines. Lamentation indeed. Farewell, Richie Barak. Farewell, Ralph Towner. Happy birthday to Gary Burton, who turned 83 3 days ago. Way to go, Gary. Okay. Hope he's doing okay. Bring Keith Jarrett to the airwaves today. I thought I might. Now, anti-Valentine's Day. Anti-Valentine's collage and crafternoon. Are you sick of Valentine's Day and its heteronormative nonsense? Do you wish there were more diverse representations of love? Join us for an afternoon of conversation and collage where we create our own anti-Valentine's. February the 13th, 1 p.m. to 3 p.m., 3C30, Centennial Hall. Now, the U of W is having an open house and everybody is invited. Is that the 18th or the 19th? It's one of those days and it's all day from 10 till 2. It's February the 18th, 9 a.m. till 2 p.m. Open house right here at the University of Winnipeg. And everyone is invited. There will be tours of the campus. There will be opportunity to meet the faculty. There will be an arts discovery fair and a science discovery fair. So everybody's invited to come to the U of W open house if you're curious about what happens here. That's on the 19th from 9 till 2. Oh my goodness, we've only got 1 minute left. Valentine's Day Gala, February the 13th from 6 to 9 at the Bullman Center. Celebrate love, friendship, meaningful connections.